Care Coaches Inside Programs, we are off and running. It's another week, high school basketball. We're joined now by Atchison Girls Coach, that is Nick Reban. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Phoenix taking part last week at the Jefferson County North midseason tournaments. Atchison, a third-place finish, going 2-1 in the three-game stretch, opening up a victory against Valley Falls in round one, losing to Oskaloosa in the semifinals, but a hard-fought one-point win against Perry LeCompton to capture that third-place finish. So, Coach, just kind of take us back to last week and the overall thoughts and takeaways from that 2-1 week.
Yeah, it was a fun week. You know, we win our first one, lose our second one, come back and battle, and get third place on Friday. I was really proud of the girls for how they came out and executed Friday. Perry's a really good physical basketball team. And we came out, we didn't shoot the ball the best, but we never gave up. And that's something that we've been talking about all season, is just that attitude and that effort. You know, with a six-girl rotation, you're going to get plenty of minutes. You're going to make mistakes because you're going to be on the court, but you can't put your head down when you make those mistakes. You have to learn to battle through and keep playing ball, and I really saw that from them on Friday.
Yeah, Alondra Herrera, I know that is one we have talked about, you know, a couple of times through our weekly conversations, but, you know, she had another good week. You know, she made the all-tournament team. Alondra, what you like about her and just kind of the progression that you saw throughout that week?
You know, she's a stat stuffer. She leads our team. She brings the ball down the court. She can also score in the post. But she also dishes it. When she gets her passing game going, when she gets some assists, scoring becomes easier for her. And she's really started to notice that over the last couple of weeks. The more she moves the ball, the better chance she gets the ball back in a better position to score. We've had a few conversations about that. And she's really buying in to being that leader as a sophomore.
Yeah, and you guys, you know, you close out that tournament, you get right back to it on Monday this week, and, you know, you go back to kind of the OG early portion of the schedule, and when I say that, I mean playing upper classification schools.
Yep.
So you went right back to it. Topeka High was the opponent on Monday. You know, that's a legit 6A school. You guys come up on the short end, but, you know, you play those three games in about a four-day stretch, turn right around, you know, after a weekend, and then go on the road and play a team of that caliber. Just talk about that quick turnaround and just kind of the level of competition when you go from last week and then go to a team like Topeka High on Monday.
Yeah, we're 6A battle-tested. we get there, and you could see, you know, the girls were a little sluggish. They didn't have school Friday. They didn't have school Monday. We weren't able to get in the gym over the weekend because of the weather. So you can just see that when you start the game. We just weren't into it the way we wanted to be. And Topeka High is a really good team, and if you give them any opportunity, they're going to come get you. They pressured us, they caused turnovers, they went and finished, and they shot the ball extremely well. So, like I told the girls, here's the thing, we're going to get into this part of our schedule again. Are we going to see a team that can pressure us like that? Probably not, and if anyone tries to, we're ready for it because we're, like I said, we're battle-tested.
Yeah, and I know we have talked about that, you know, especially early on, playing teams of the 5A and 6A level. It's only going to help you down the road, you know, once you get to the 4A postseason, and it's just a different animal when you talk about 5A and 6A schools. But real quick, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. So, you know, next week, your schedule would have been Tuesday, Friday. Schlegel, some things have happened there. They've had to cancel, you know, their season, so you're going to get quite a bit of time off. You know, we're talking here, and your next matchup will be Friday, February 6th. So that's a little bit a ways out. You know, you'll take on Sumner Academy once you get there. But it's a really good opportunity. Get some girls fresh, maybe a little bit more healthy, a lot more practice time, you know, before that game on the 6th of February. But what's kind of the focus here next week plus, you know, as you have this extra time off?
Yeah, this extra time, it's kind of like a blessing in disguise. Again, we talk about our short rotation, so we can get the girls some rest, take care of their bodies. There's a few bumps and bruises, make sure those are right, and really, like I said, just be fresh for that stretch run. We want to make a run at league, and coming in, we can just get a bunch of shots up. We haven't shot the ball really well the past couple weeks, so we can work on form. You know, we can take some time to get back down to the basics before we got to run scouts and things like that. So again, it's a blessing in disguise. It gives us an opportunity to get healthy and get some shots up.
There it is. Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Reban joining us, fresh off third place finish at the JCN tournament last week and then a loss at Topeka High Monday. It's going to be a little bit before we have a conversation with the coach about another game. Friday, February 6th, when the Phoenix will get back to it, taking on a league opponent in Sumner Academy. Well, coach, we'll find some things to talk about next week, but until then, we appreciate the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, Brandon. Thank you.